Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The State Department of Transportation is preparing major route diversions ahead of tonight's closure of the Callahan Tunnel. Plans include rerouting motorists through the Ted Williams Tunnel, over the Tobin Bridge, and along Route 1A. Frank DiPola is Highway Administrator at the Department of Transportation and joins us this morning to talk about this project and the detours. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. So first of all, let me ask you, do you think that the State Highway Department and the City of Boston and motorists are ready for the disruptions that are sure to take place because of this?
Yes, I believe we are. We've spent the last few weeks with a very heavy media outreach campaign to make sure that as many people as possible are aware of this major project.
So tell us about the detours. Where will drivers be rerouted to?
We're trying to divide the relocated traffic among several routes. People coming from the north, we're asking them to go Route 16 from Medford over to Route 1A and into East Boston and the airport that way. From the immediate Boston area, they have a choice of either getting on the turnpike and going to the Ted Williams Tunnel, or if you're doing the river roads, taking the Tobin Bridge over and then to 1A and back into East Boston. And then from the rest of the city, you can access on 93 southbound, you can access either the HOV lane originating from the South Station area or the South Boston Bypass Hall Road off of Albany Street, and follow that over to the entrance to the Ted Williams Tunnel.
No matter how much preparation you do, no matter how much outreach you try to do, there's a certain segment of drivers who have not been paying attention, so there will be some confusion, and there will be some traffic jams, won't there?
Yes, there will be some. We expect that initially overnight in the first few days, some people who have not either been aware of the closure or the detour routes will be confused. We spent last night putting up and uncovering new route signs, the best route to the airport signs. So hopefully people will see those signs and follow those, and those will take them to the best routes.
Talk about what's happening inside the Callahan Tunnel while it's closed until March. What's the project involve?
Inside the Callahan Tunnel, we've had significant deterioration of the road deck that the vehicles travel on. We're going to actually mill down the top 5 inches of that deck. We're also going to remove the curb line on both sides. Those will be rebuilt and a new deck will be poured with new reinforcement so that there's a new road surface in the tunnel for the cars to travel on. We'll also put a new wall fastening system in after the tunnel reopens. During overnight closures, we'll put up a new wall panel system.
You think this project will remain on schedule, scheduled to finish out in March?
We do, but we provided an incentive to the contractor to finish ahead of schedule. Because we know that this tunnel is critical to traffic, we're providing $71,000 for every day that the contractor finishes early, up to 30 days early. And on the other side, if the contractor was to finish late, he will be penalized $71,000 for every day he finishes late.
Will there eventually be similar work on the Sumner Tunnel?
Yes, we fully expect that either the next winter or the winter after, we'll be doing a similar operation on the Sumner.
Frank DiPola, State Highway Administrator, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.